I'm Duncan McFadden, 90.7 WFAE News. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory and state environmental regulators are feuding with lawmakers this week over a bill that would change the rules for Duke Energy's cleanups of coal ash across the state. WFAE's environmental reporter David Borax is with me now to talk about it. Hi, David.
Hello, Duncan.
So what's going on with this bill?
Well, it's called Senate Bill 71. It's a big deal because just a week ago, the DEQ issued what it said were its final risk classifications for Duke's coal ash sites. And those spell out the deadlines for cleanups, and they mean that Duke would actually have to dig up ash at all 14 of its plants in North Carolina and move it to new lined landfills. But it's looking more and more like those ratings aren't very final after all.
Okay, so what does the bill do?
Well, it would do a few things. The bill would put aside the DEQ's ratings, and it would give Duke more time to come up with cleanup plans. It also would reconstitute the Coal Ash Management Commission and give the governor a majority of appointments to it. And it would put into law something that Duke wants, the right to provide a safe, permanent water supply for plant neighbors. Duke has been giving bottled water to about 400 houses where people are concerned about their well water.
And that's a good thing, right?
Well, it depends on who you talk to. The neighbors really want the coal ash moved, and so do environmental groups. But Duke likes the idea because it would help it make the case for keeping coal ash where it is. And that's the rub here.
And very quickly, David, what happens next?
Well, it passed the House Appropriations Committee this morning, and it could come up in the full House this afternoon.
We'll keep you updated on WFAE News. Environmental reporter David Borax talking about legislation that would change the rules for cleanup of coal ash in North Carolina. Thank you.
Thanks, Duncan.
This is 90.7 WFAE News.